Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
The dinner table can be a place of joy and connection. It can also be the site of high drama. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Imagine the firstborn son in a prominent civil rights leader's family returning home from prison. Everyone gathers in mom and dad's lavish Chicago home to welcome him. But what should have been a peaceful, hot dinner prepared by Mother Claudine turns into a hot mess as secrets come to light and the topics of Black politics, sexuality, and faith are under a microscope. That's the premise of a new Steppenwolf play called Purpose. And at the helm is a director whose name you'll recognize, Tony Award-winning actress, producer, and director Felicia Rashad. Now, I sat down with actor and Steppenwolf co-artistic director Glenn Davis to learn more. And he starts by discussing how he approached his role in the play.
The character, Junior, is on a journey of redemption. He's gone to spend some time in prison for some actions that he's not proud of. And he's from this very formidable family, political family. And so a lot of the things that he's done are obviously not looked highly upon. And now he's having to answer for some of those things now that he's out. Out of prison and back in the confines of his home. So
yeah,
he's on a journey of redemption.
He's on a journey alongside his wife.
Yes,
who's on her own complicated journey.
He's coming out. She's about to go in. So
they're about to go in.
It's a very complex situation they're involved in.
That'll make for some arguments.
Yes,
that's
it will.
For sure.
Yes, it will.
What's it like for you though, Glenn, doing double duty as an actor in this world premiere? And you're also Steppenwolf's co-artistic director. How do you balance the two gigs?
Very carefully. I think that when I was a young actor, I always thought I love acting. It's my first love, but I want to make sure I want to do more. I want to be more involved in the creative process. I want to have agency. And so when this position came to me, it felt sort of natural. It was a natural fit. So basically, I split my time during the day. I am a high-level administrator, the artistic director at Steppenwolf, and then in the evenings I go down and I do the show downstairs.
What does that look like? You're a high-level administrator. So, like, actually give me the day-to-day of the co-artistic director life.
So I spend a lot of time raising money. I go to donor events. I talk to board members. I am fundraising a good amount of the time. And other times I'm managing the office. My artistic team.
Yeah,
we're picking plays. We're doing outreach to different communities on the South Side, the West Side, North Side, I spend most of my time making sure that the day to day of the institution, the little things are taken care of. So,
and at some point, you're finding time to study lines.
Yeah. And so usually that's at home. Usually I go home and I study a line, so I'm up late and then up early to be in the office the next day. But you figure out a way to do it. I just sleep faster than everyone else. So
that's a good one. I feel like I might steal that one.
Yeah. But I get it done.
Yeah. Well, as we talk about lines, Purpose was years in the making.
Yeah.
And even after its preview at Steppenwolf last month, we hear revisions were still being made to the script. I mean, like down to the last minute. What do you think? I mean, from your perspective, what do you think folks like Felicia and Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, who's the playwright here, what did they think was missing overall before they landed on this version?
Well, I think more to the point for Brandon, at least, Brandon is a writer who he will say he really loves to create in process. So you have some playwrights who will write the play and deliver it to you. And on the first day of rehearsal, you know exactly what you're saying. And they make very few changes. Brandon is one who comes in with a good amount of the play or part of the play, but then he wants to sort of tailor it to the actors who he's working with. So the words that are coming out of my mouth, sometimes they feel so natural because he's retrofitted them to me, right? And so I think that that's the way he likes to work. He does that with every single process.
He does that with each actor too?
Yeah, he does it with each actor because he's come up with a sort of a character of sorts, but then he wants to put that character on you. He wants it to be befitted to you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's bespoke in a way. And so for an actor, that's the greatest gift because you're involved in the creative process. You're not just the conduit for his characters or his story, but you're involved intrinsically in it. You're part of the DNA of the play itself. So we love it. It's not everyone can do it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of actors need to know exactly what they're saying from day one.
It can be tough.
Yes, because you're memorizing all the way up until the last minute. We were getting rewrites while we were in previews. We were performing at night and getting adjustments during the day.
I went to see you on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And I think I heard that you had gotten revisions up till the Sunday night or Saturday night.
I'm sure.
And I was, let me be clear, I was sitting there like, okay, there's going to be a moment where someone calls for lines. Yeah, so someone's going to forget something. You all were, it was flawless.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that's great.
Thank you. It's a beautiful play. Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, who's a Genius Award winner and has won every award that you can win as a playwright, is phenomenal. Our director, who you mentioned, the incomparable Miss Felicia Rashad, was a perfect steady hand for this process. She's a beautiful actress herself, and she knew how to get these magnificent performances out of every actor on stage. So it was a gift to have her at the head of the show.
Yeah. I mean, when did you and the team know that the Felicia Rashad had to be the one to direct this show?
So I knew when we programmed the play, we had about 40 pages of the play.
And this is now your artistic director hat,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's my artistic director. So I am someone who, in my role, I want to, rather than go through agents, rather than call up an agent and say, hey, can you send this play to your client? I'm going to call up the actor or the director or the artist and say, hey, we have a personal relationship. I knew Miss Felicia through other friends for some years. And I called her up and I said, hey, I have a play. I think you'd be perfect for it as a director. And would you consider it? And so she read it. She read 40 pages, as it were, at the time. Mm-hmm. She says she read 20 and she knew she was going to do it. So for me, that was that was.
Yeah, perfect. She has said it was the opening monologue that got her. And after seeing the play, I know exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly what she means. Yeah. And that was your castmate, John Michael Hill.
Yes.
Delivering those lines.
Tony Award nominated John Michael Hill is
so good.
Brilliant in this play.
So good. And of course, listeners know this, but of course he got me because he started talking about Ontario and Niagara Falls, and I'm from Canada.
Are you? Okay.
I was raised in Ontario.
I used to live in Toronto.
So my ears perked up. I said, what?
Yeah.
I
lived there for 2 years. I lived in Queens Quay.
Oh my goodness.
And Yonge Street. Richmond.
You were were in the central part. Yeah. Like you were in actual heart of Toronto. That's great. So let's talk about this fictional family, the Jasper family, right? They're these titans of Black history and culture, celebrity status, if you will. Yet the arguments and the shaming and then the love, it seems familiar. I felt this sense of pride, like, oh wow, this Black family that's been through the trenches with the likes of Martin Luther King Jr., but also the sense of relief as the play went on and it was later revealed, you know, okay, they're more typical than I thought. What do you think, Glenn, is the importance of showcasing that kind of dichotomy?
Yeah, I think part of the reason Brandon wrote the play is he wanted to show all of us that even this very political, this very known family have everyday issues like us, you know, and he wanted to familiarize the audience with the issues that go on in a family of high status in this way, whether they're Black or they're white. We've had so many people from different backgrounds come to the play and say, that's my aunt, that's my uncle, that's my dad, that's my brother, that's my sister. The dysfunction that exists in your family might be different from mine, but there are certain similarities that we can see. And those have nothing to do with racial lines or age or background, but simply just being a human in the world. And so the greatest testament to this, the power of this play, is that so many people come to it and say, number one, I have to see it again, and I want to bring people. And number two, that they saw themselves and they saw their family. And this is a play full of love, compassion, yes. admiration, and dysfunction.
Your mom, Claudine, was my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
I kept saying, oh my gosh, these are some things that she would say.
Yeah.
just her inflection, just all the ways in which she delivered those lines, the sarcasm, it was just like, oh, there were moments I was sitting there, I said, oh goodness. Like I was rolling my eyes because like I felt her.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. And we are talking with Steppenwolf co-artistic director, Glenn Davis, who plays the role of Solomon Jasper Jr. in its new play, Purpose. We should note that Steppenwolf is a financial supporter of WBEZ. So Glenn, this play is called Purpose, and it got me thinking a little bit about each character, mm-hmm. what their purpose might be in the story, or how some of their actions that we saw might have been done on purpose. But if we put your character, Junior, aside for just a moment, what's Glenn's purpose?
In life?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And how did you come to recognize it?
Yeah. I think you the deep stuff today. I would say I'm a storyteller. I like to bring people together. Part of my role as artistic director is to choose plays, right? But it's also to deliver a selection of shows to a Chicago audience that I think that they will appreciate to meet the moment. You can program a play today that 3 years from now, people go, oh, you know what? That's behind the times, right? I think technology moves so fast. Pop culture moves so fast. So it's really trying to be ahead of it.
Yeah.
The play that we're doing right now, Purpose, is written by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, who has a play right now on Broadway called Appropriate.
That's right.
That is selling out shows at the Belasco Theater. So the fact that we have his next play and it's gotten so much attention.
Let's put it out there in the universe. Purpose is next.
There you go.
It's going to Broadway.
I love the way you think. That's my purpose. I am tasked with finding the next voice.
Yeah.
Who's hot, popular, who's of the moment, who's next up. So storytelling is my purpose in this capacity, at least. And I'll let you know when I come up with some more stuff.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good start.
Yeah.
Now, to our listeners, we did plan on having Felicia Rashad on the show to join Glenn today, but unfortunately she couldn't make it. One of the things I plan to talk to her about, Glenn, is just that that difference between TV stardom and theater stardom, Broadway stardom, right? So I imagine, you know, it's different. It's something different. You are someone who has dabbled in television. You've done a lot of television work. You were in Billions, 24, The Unit, so many other shows.
Yeah.
How do TV and theater compare for you?
Well, theater, we talk about, is the actor's medium. Film, we'll say, is the director's medium.
Yeah.
And television, we'll say, is the producer's medium. And so for me, you know, when you're doing a TV show, you have a certain amount of takes. So you can mess it up and you can come back and, or if you completely devolve into something unfamiliar to yourself as a performer, we can fix it in the editing room, right? In theater, you're just out there. And part of the fascination with theater artists is that they're up there doing it. Like you said a second ago, I was wondering, is someone going to call line? That's sort of exciting for the audience. Like, oh, they messed up.
Oh, I made it a game for myself. I was like, oh, wait, did I miss a moment? Oh, no.
Yeah.
She remembered her lines. Yes, it was almost like, she's really good.
Yeah. So the audience is almost waiting for you to mess something up. But I think that live interaction you have with the audience is something for an actor, for a performer, that you can't quite put into words sometimes, and you can't duplicate in the other mediums. In film, you might shoot long days. In television, you might shoot many hours, and you sit around for, you know, waiting for the next setup.
Right.
In theater, you're on stage, you're backstage preparing to go on stage.
Yeah.
And that feeling of being in front of a live audience,
that instant gratification,
it's right there. You know, I remember the first time I did a play. That's what struck me, is that I did it and I didn't know if I was good or not. But then the audience stood up at the end and clapped. I said, I'm doing this for the rest of my life.
That's, and when we laugh, I'm sure that makes you feel good too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're like, I turned that beat, as we might say, or I figured out that moment. I had a connection, a visceral connection with this audience tonight. And every audience is different. You might come and see it where the audience is laughing nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And another night they might be leaning forward just as interested, but in different things.
We really get to see your acting chops. I think one of the most difficult to watch scenes in the play centers around your character, Junior. Yeah. In that second, I jumped out of my seat. Mm. I won't give it away.
Yeah.
But I want to know how you tap into the various levels of emotion that are required to do this show. I mean, and this is a 3-hour show. I failed to mention that.
Yeah.
This is 3 hours.
3 hours. But most people tell me they're coming back and they tell me it felt like it was an hour and a half. So I think that's a testament to Brandon's writing and Miss Felicia's directing.
Yeah.
I went to drama school. I went to drama school here in Chicago at DePaul University, the theater school at DePaul. I spent 2 years in Canada at the Stratford Festival.
Shout out to Stratford.
Yes, there you go. And I've spent time in various institutions in New York, in Los Angeles, in London. And so I've trained, to answer your question, I've trained for so long. And you know, you pick up different things, different places. And one of the things that I've tried to hone is that ability to lock in, to hone in on what a character is feeling, what they're experiencing, and really bring that to fruition. So yeah, it's all
Yeah, you made process. Us laugh, you made us cry. It was a lot. Yeah. Well, you know, leave us with this. If viewers should hypothetically, you know, come and spend an evening, watch Purpose, and they could only take away one lesson from this production,
I would give you two, that they see themselves, that you know that whatever dysfunction or disharmony that you have in your family, it's not just you. No one has a perfect family.
Yeah.
No matter how rich they are, no matter how popular they are, from the royal family to the Obamas, everyone has their own issues, right? And so that's number one. And the second thing is, I think the title, what is your purpose? What are you here to do? What are you after? What are the boundaries in your way? What are the pitfalls? What are the loopholes in the system. What's the thing you're actually after?
Yeah.
Your existence, what is it for? And so I think that play wants you to contemplate those things. It wants you to consider big ideas, big notions about oneself. And so the play is in two acts. I think the first act does something very specific, and then the second act does something completely different, but just as beautiful. So I think you see the smile on your
face. It sure does,
You know what it is, so.
You're spot on.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Steppenwolf co-artistic director Glenn Davis, who plays the role of Solomon Jasper Jr. in Purpose. Purpose is playing now at Steppenwolf in Lincoln Park through to April 28th. And I encourage you, run, don't walk, to get your tickets. Glenn, thank you so much.
Thank you so
much.
It's
been a pleasure. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by me, and it was edited by Linnea Dominic and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. To hear more conversations about interesting people, places, and issues in the Chicago area, make sure to subscribe and head over to wbez.org/reset for a full archive of our interviews. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River. Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.